Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop here for the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program with this totally open phones. And we're going to go right now to some of our callers. Bill in Idaho. Brother Bill, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Bless you, Colonel. Thank you for everything that you do for the Republic.
Well, thank you.
Considering that Bank of China is just as morally bankrupt and corrupted as all the others, I would hope on a rather partly cloudy, overcast Mother's Day that all of the Patriot fathers, young and old, would be as blessed, considering that the Bank of China is completely as corruptedly broke as Mr. Beck, who announced publicly at least 72 hours ago that he was unable to address the dark and difficult issues of state that obviously you and the Republic handle so well.
Okay.
It's so very saddening that within the Patriot Republic community, that there would be attorneys that could avert their eyes and not say one word in regard to Edgar Steele, who would stand for, what, a couple of million hacky attorneys and judges and lawful authority with society years ago.
Uh-huh.
Now, and now, and just now, these war criminals would continue to murder brothers and sisters, Christian as well as others around the world, by fiat of their fraudulent wars and rumors of wars. They're very criminal. But within the Patriot community ourselves, in our own very churches, we have the same anti-spirit that would cause difficulties with this victory. The victory that was preserved and performed by, you know, so many that are still our Patriot prisoners of war that sit presently quietly in waiting. You know, there are too many to mention.
Yes.
Sir, Mr. Steele. And I would ask on this Father's Day, you know, that is in the biblical observation of the season, that the fathers would pray for the sons, that would pray that the mind and heart would turn back to our Lord's Heavenly Father.
Yes.
The victory would be accorded by He and His Majesty.
Yes.
I want you to know, personally, I mean, considering the long line, I mean, we're missing Derry, we're missing how many others that have passed that can't even be adequately mentioned, all the way back to our founders and back again to Lincoln County, Missouri, where Missouri 15, all honorably discharged military would be targeted by both state of Missouri, Jeremiah Nixon, is now the governor that would sit and presume to inveigle the triangles of commerce for Department of State and the PRC, Chinese Communist Military?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be so much better if the fathers of our presumed adversaries were able to pray as deeply to cause the best of their civilian, non-military, non-destructive element of their society to rise up as successfully as those truck driver strikes did in shaking the whole entire system of slavery at its very core? Because nobody is going to make it out of this unless there is a massive reaffirmation of the biblical jubilee. And I assume that would be for Father's Day all over the world.
Yes.
Thank you, Bill. Those same fathers in India, Colonel Jack, the war machine that is attacking us individually in our own zip codes, is the same war machine that would impose GMO rice to catastrophize a whole entire nation's families.
That's right.
Well, the Father's there to protect all families.
Bless
you. Take care, Colonel.
Okay, God bless you, Bill. Thanks for calling in. Okay, folks, I'd like to ask everybody today on Father's Day to pray for Edgar Steele, attorney Edgar Steele, that's been railroaded into prison for the rest of his life. And he's putting up an appeal now to appeal because Judge Windmill would not allow the defense to call witnesses to prove that the audio tapes that they recorded, not of Edgar Steele, were fabricated. They were false. Nor would he allow those who heard the recordings to comment about the subject. The trial was for show only and nothing more. Dr. Al Banks said that, folks. Dr. Al Banks, who was in the trial. Okay, please pray for Edgar Steele today, folks. He's a father, and he needs to be out and be back with his family, but he's politically incorrect. He takes the He takes the cases of the politically incorrect, and the government is tired of it. And so they're trying to railroad him into prison, saying that he, on these tapes, asked Larry, I can't think of Larry's last name, Larry Fairfax, to kill his wife and his mother-in-law, and he never did that. His voice is not even on those tapes. So please pray for Edgar Steele that he'll be out of prison soon, and his appeal will work, and the appeal judges will throw out his conviction. Okay, God bless you, folks. Let's go to Ken in Virginia. Brother Ken in Virginia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello.
Hello, Ken.
Jack, all your listeners know about the Bilderberg meeting in St. Mark's, Switzerland, June 9th to 12th. Some of them may not know that at the Bilderberg meeting, and this came from Jim Tucker of American Free Press, they all agreed that they're going to keep the wars going in Libya and elsewhere because that's the way to work, and that won't surprise anybody. But now a lot of your listeners may not know, and this is amazing. Even in the Washington Post, which of course is for the establishment, there was a story on Friday about the meeting out in the Bohemian Grove. Some of the same Bilderbergers who were in Switzerland are going to come to Bohemian Grove for 2 weeks in July. Now, your listeners, many of them know that this is a big deal. All the movers and shakers, Hollywood types, presidents, past presidents, media people, Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, and Federal Reserve, and State Department, White House, a lot of Republicans, but also some Democrats with the Hollywood people, they all come out to Bohemian Grove for so-called relaxation. They have this ceremony of the owl of Moloch, the 40-foot owl.
Satanic, Ken.
Yes, it's all satanic, right. But the story in the Washington Post even mentioned, mentioned that Alex Jones had described this. And so the same people are going to bring the Bilderberg message to Bohemian Grove so that there will be some 3,000 people, the high-falutin, very wealthy people, because it costs a few thousand bucks to be allowed to attend, and you have to be invited. There's a long waiting list.
Yeah.
I know personally a judge, a U.S. district judge in another state who's a Catholic and a Mason, who is supposedly an upright guy. As far as I know, he generally is, but he did go out to Bohemian Grove, so he knows what it is. There. So, so that's what's happening, and we're going to be, this War Powers Act, they're going to ignore, Obama's going to ignore the War Powers Act, the 60-day thing, and Congress, now Kucinich is a good guy in this respect, and Ron Paul, they've filed suit against the Obama to declare that the president may not use military without specific authorization of Congress. The War Powers Resolution is not satisfactory, but the suit is not going to be settled for some months. So you've got to make this known. It's been covered up by most of the other media, and be sure that your local people, everybody knows about this Bohemian Grove and the Bilderberg thing in St. Mark's, Switzerland. So that's my message today.
Okay, thank you so much, Ken.
Okay.
God bless you, brother. Have a good Father's Day.
Right.
Okay. Okay. God bless you. Okay. Let's go now to David in Massachusetts. Brother David in Massachusetts, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, happy Father's Day, Jack.
Thank you, brother. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Jack. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there in the audience, of course. Hey, Jack, since you're back on the subject of Edgar Steele, I'd like to revisit something, Jack. And I was going to let it slide, some of these things slide, because to me this is almost like a wasted call, but I almost feel constrained to just revisit the Edgar Steele thing and address some of your callers, Jack.
Yes.
That have called in commenting on my call. Now, about a month ago or whatever, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, you were talking about Edgar Steele, and I called up, and I was concerned about there being 11 women on the jury and a female prosecutor, and at the time, I wasn't clear that Lynn Windmill was a man. I didn't know whether he was a man or a woman. Of course, now we know he's a man, a Harvard Law School graduate. But anyways, Jack, I called in and I started, and I live back here in Boston, in Cambridge, and we just had Gay Pride Month. Right where I live, there was a big gay parade that went by, just filled with these female chauvinist, feminist faggots. Now, some of these people that live, I don't know where they live, if they live out in the middle of nowhere or what. I don't know if they have a clue what's really going on in the power centers of this country. But anyways, Jack, after I showed concern about Edgar Steele basically being tried by a bunch of women and everything, and I talked about how this Harvard Law School and everything, and back here they're training these feminist faggots to go out all across the country, and they're the prosecutors now and the judges, and they're also the public defenders. And they all work together to hang guys like you and me and Edgar Steele. But anyways, you know, I was thinking more and more about Barbara's call from Idaho. But here's a perfect example, Jack, of what I'm talking about. Here's this lady, Barbara, out in Idaho. She calls in. She starts in on me and taking me to task for bringing up this issue about women and everything. But this is what I'd like to point out, Jack. And then another guy called in from Tennessee, too. But what I'd like to point out, and I don't even think anybody notices these things, but that Barbara from Idaho and the guy from Tennessee, but let's stay focused on Barbara from Idaho now. She's attacking me, and she's all upset with me. She didn't have one word, Jack, not one single word of concern or kindness or compassion for Edgar Steele. Here's this Barbara from Idaho, and she's talking to... You want to hold me, Jack?
Yeah, hold over, David. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network with David of Massachusetts.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to David in Massachusetts. David, Brother David, go right ahead.
Yeah, Jack. So anyways, this Barbara from Idaho, Jack, as far as I'm concerned, she's Exhibit A. Here she is, and I've never heard her on Patriot Radio before, but just apparently she had to call in after she heard my call. One kind word for Edgar Steele, of any word whatsoever. Good, bad, or indifferent, but he didn't even address the Edgar Steele issue. She's attacking me, but here she is so quick, and this is how they are, Jack, so quick to defend these female chauvinist, feminist, faggot pigs that she doesn't even know. She doesn't even know these radical Marxist, feminist, faggot pigs at MIT and Harvard and all around Boston and Cambridge. She doesn't even know them, but she's so quick to defend these feminist faggots, but she hasn't got one kind word to say for Edgar Steele. And the same thing goes for that joker from Tennessee. He didn't have one kind word to say for Edgar Steele. Jack, I still stick by my guns, even though this windmill isn't a woman. He's one of these radicals, graduates from Harvard Law School, a la Alan Dershowitz. There's 11 women on the jury and a woman prosecutor. And, Jack, I'm telling you, these women, their brains are just filled with Jewish parasites, and their hearts are just filled with Jewish hatred for white men, Jack. And we all know what a wonderful man Edgar Steele is and how he's actually been very Christ-like and given of himself, given of his time and treasure and everything else to help the downtrodden and the poor that Christ told us to minister to. But even then 2 weeks ago, Jack, and I'll address this guy Frank from Oregon. Let me tell you something, Frank. You told me to go fly fishing. I take my patriotic duty very seriously, buddy, and I think your idea of fly fishing is when you have one too many, okay, when you've been drinking too much and you have to go to the bathroom and you go fishing around for your fly. I think that's your idea of fly fishing. So my word to you, buddy, is I'll go fly fishing if you'll go fly a kite, okay? Now, we down there in Georgia, or wherever the heck he's from, he's all upset, too. But, you know, I get the feeling from Lee that he's like a member of the gay community, Jack. He's probably a member of the gay community. He's probably one. He's either a member of the gay community, because I know he's he's in past calls, he's not a Christian and everything. He's either a member of the gay community or he might be one of these perverted freaks that actually is gets aroused by watching two lesbians getting it on with each other. Yeah. But that's all I'll say about that, Jack, because this is a family show, and it's a wonderful show. And but okay. You know, a lot of these, just a lot of these callers, Jack, can you imagine that clown, Frank, from telling me to go fly fishing with what's at stake in our country? I've done more fly fishing, Jack, than he could ever even imagine. While he's fishing around for his fly when he's drunk, when he's fly fishing, his idea of fly fishing, I've been out in the Russian River. I lived up in Alaska for years. I've caught more fish than you know. Jack Frank, go fly a kite, huh? Go fly a kite. That's all I'll say, Jack. If I didn't have a sense of humor, I wouldn't have any sense at all, Jack. But you've got a great show, Jack. But sometimes I wonder, you know, how sophisticated you are. Your listeners are, whether they live out in East Timbuktu or what, and they don't have a clue what's really going on. These feminist, chauvinist, feminist faggot pigs, Jack, they're really taking us down fast, Jack. And next week, Jack, I'll tell the people what the truth was about Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden. These feminist faggots were carrying signs in this gay parade. June was gay Pride Month. They marched past where I live carrying big placards that Eve was framed. No, Eve wasn't framed at all. In fact, the truth hasn't even been told about Eve. Next week, Jack, when I call in, I'll tell you what really happened in that Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve and Cain murdering Abel, and I'll tell you what the real story is, okay?
Okay, Brother David.
God bless you.
Have a happy Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, too. I wish a happy Father's Day to everybody except the father of lies, okay?
Okay.
The father of lies can go to hell.
Okay. Thank you, David. God bless you, brother. Okay. Let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron in Oklahoma, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, Jack, I'd like to make several points here real quick. I've been watching the Gangland series on Netflix from the History Channel series.
Yes.
And, Jack, anyone who watches this, I mean, seeing these 11-year-old kids in cities all over the country, practically every city, 11, 12-year-old kids and up with carrying guns, pistols, AK-47s, you name it, they got it. Now, it's obvious these idiots didn't come by these guns legally. So that tells me that gun control is not going to do any good. And if once you watch this series, you're going to come to the conclusion that every sane, law-abiding citizen should be issued his own arsenal by the government at age 18 simply for self-protection.
Yes.
Yeah, also, Jack,
Hold on, Ron. We'll be right back with you after these important messages on RBN. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TerraVim.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Okay, folks, let's go back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam. Let's go right back to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron in Oklahoma, go right ahead.
Jack, I'd like to make a couple other points here quickly.
Okay.
Saw a little piece in today's paper that said that people without a college education are 2.5 times more likely to die from cancer. Now, Jack, years ago I read a piece that said white-collar workers are going to live an average of 10 years longer than blue-collar workers. Now, Jack, I've always had to get out and hustle and work for a living. I've done maintenance work. I'm a refrigeration mechanic, and I climb ladders, and I work on rooftops, and even now I'm pushing 65, and I've slowed down a lot, but I've been on rooftops this past week, and the temperature has been running over 100 all week here in Oklahoma. And listen, Jack, these idiots in D.C. are talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare and raising the retirement age. But it's all a one-fits-all deal, Jack. The white-collar worker, and you're aware of some of these guys sat behind a desk and never done an honest day's work in their lives or slept on the jobs. They're not all that way.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. But they want the guy who is beaten, battered, and tired, and broken down, and worn out to retire at the same age as people who have had a pretty much life of Riley, and it really doesn't make that much sense to me. I wish that they would look at this in the context of the kind of work that people do and their physical condition and what their work has done to them. Also, Jack, on Obama and his birth certificate. Now, I've been listening to this birth certificate stuff ever since back before the election, and it's pretty obvious that there's something fishy about the birth certificate, that Obama is most likely not a citizen. But what conclusion I come to, Jack, is the Republicans had to have been in on it, okay? There is no way this guy could have been put in office if we had an honest electoral system and we had actually two separate political parties. Up at the top
It's apparent that you can't tell the Republicans from the Democrats without a DNA test. This whole, and I'm not even sure you can then.
Yeah.
But the deal is, this whole thing has to be finagled, and if it's finagled, then they put Obama in office for a reason, whether it's to prosecute these wars in the Mideast, whether it's to blend the races, who knows, but there is, they've done it for a reason, Jack, and it's been done on purpose, and I would really like to see the guy out of office. All, you know, all the predictions we're seeing, they're saying that he's going to be reelected, and I hope to God that he isn't. I hope to God that he is not reelected either, brother. Jack, from what I have seen in my own life in this own world since the guy took office, it's just unbelievable. But something is fishy, Jack. The Republicans had to be in on it. This whole stinking thing had to be orchestrated. And
right.
If they're orchestrating the presidential election, then they're orchestrating everything else, and then Congress is nothing more than a TV soap opera, Jack.
Right.
It's just an episode of Dallas. What other conclusion can you come to, Jack?
That's right. And I have heard for 5 years now that the same people, the international elite, who control the Democratic Party now control the Republican Party. And I believe that's the case.
Well, I think this whole Obama birth certificate deal proves it, Jack.
Right, yeah.
It proves it. I mean, it absolutely stinking proves it.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, for calling in.
All right, Jack, thank you.
God bless you, brother. Have a good Father's Day.
I will, thanks.
Okay. Let's go to Mona in California. Mona in California, welcome to the program, sister.
Thank you. I wanted to know if you'd be open to a discussion on Edgar Steele from someone who thinks he's guilty, as I do, based on my study of the evidence, which was offered into evidence in the court. And I wonder if you realize that they had much more than just the tapes. They also had taken his computer and discovered 14,000 emails that he wrote to Tatiana Laganova, as well as letters that she disclosed were sent to her from the jail cell, in which he told her how much he loved her. And Cindy Steele herself said 14,000 was nothing, that he actually sent 100,000 emails in a attempt to investigate a Russian bride scam. There were also receipts that they got from three different gold coin stores proving that he sold $40,000 worth of gold, which Cindy claimed Larry had stolen, but Edgar actually took those gold coins and sold them and put the money we don't know where. They also had... tapes. Oh, also, the point is that on his website, I don't think anyone is focusing or willing to notice that on his website, on November 16th, he was touting the high, wonderful value of taking LSD as a means towards self-discovery. And that's still on his website. So it's not...
Remember this, sister. Remember this. I've seen it before as I was a cop in Phoenix, that the government will take your computer and put all of these things on your computer to try to prove in court that you're a liar and a criminal. And so I can tell you this much, that the government probably put all of that stuff on his computer, because I know Edgar Steele myself personally, and he's a very good Christian man, and he loves his wife and loves his mother-in-law very, very much. And so he's being set up. And I think we need to remember that the government can take your equipment out of your house and put pornography on it and put stuff that'll help their case. And I think that's what happened here.
But Cindy herself said that 14,000 was nothing, that he had, that she was aware of 100,000 emails. And that they were being... So this is not something they put on his computer. She talks about it, and thinks there's nothing unusual about her husband sending 100,000 emails to beautiful blondes if he's investigating a Russian bride scam. But anyone with any sense of common sense realizes you don't have to send 100,000 emails to beautiful blondes on dating websites to investigate a Russian bride scam. But Cindy doesn't because she's horribly abused.
Okay, Mona. Well, thanks for your ideas. And like I say, as a police officer in Phoenix, police detective, I saw how the government would take your computer and put pornography on it and arrest you for having pornography on your computer. And I think they probably did that with Edgar Steele's computer, put all that stuff on there to help their case.
They also had a guy testify in court that Edgar had this dating website. He was the owner of the dating website. Tatiana Loganova from Ukraine said that he was conducting an amorous affair with her and that he had sent her love notes, letters from the jail cell stating that he was in love with her. And don't forget there are these three receipts from three different gold stores that prove that he sold $40,000 worth of gold coins or silver.
Well, like I say, the government has a way of doing all of this to prove their case, and so I would say that the government's probably behind this. They lied and lied and lied and said that those tapes were of Edgar Steele, and we have two scientists that looked at the tapes and says that they are a forgery.
They say there are over 300 inconsistencies in the tapes, and in an interview, the second expert said that I called in and asked him, is it not true that those inconsistencies where Edgar's voice changes from having a lot of background noise to suddenly being focused in the microphone could be caused by Edgar moving closer to Larry so that he could talk without being heard in case there were people around? And he said, oh, yes, that would be another possible explanation. Secondly, they did not subpoena the primary expert, so the judge had no choice except to honor the prosecution's demand that he not be given special consideration because the law demands that he be subpoenaed in order to have this special consideration of a remote testimony. So it's not that the judge was bought. I looked at the law. The law is clear. Now, the judge wanted to let the expert come in, and he would have, except that the prosecution got up and objected and quoted the law and said, you can't do that, Your Honor. And he said, I guess I can't. So it's not that he was bribed or bought off. He was following the law.
Yes. Okay. Well, thanks, Mona.
Thank you. Thank you,
thanks for calling in, Mona. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Everybody in your house, have a good Father's Day.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless you, Mona. Okay, let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, Officer McLam.
Hi, Jim.
You show a lot of patience with chills. I'm proud of you. In fact, I think you're the only non-censored, other than Aladask maybe, radio talk show host existing. And what I want to talk to you about today is kind of strategy that I believe will be effective in several regards if you have the time, and I hope you do. I'll start with, since the votes are censored, manipulated by computers, what if we validated the results by immediately calling for recall to see how many people would put on paper their attitude towards that person elected? And another thing is, if and when they are retired or removed, that should be a point of instigation of a effort to analyze and I'm sure produce results from, say, 100 lawyers that we could fund for $1 a month. We'd probably get $200 million a month just to take an incumbent that was thrown out of office, so to speak, or chickened out, and then start the investigation on him. He is vulnerable because he lost all his clout that they normally have. And the last thing is about chemtrails. And I've been putting this on the net and talking about it for 2 years. Uh-huh. And I've got a way to protest them that would be immediately world-class news that would be effective. And I would like to do it in Fort Worth, start off with. And it amounts to broadcasting on short distance FM to very powerful radios that are in cars, a continual, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And so you'd have 1,000 cars circulating through downtown Fort Worth, and wait till you hear the kicker with chemtrail, anti-chemtrail signs on it. And the last and most dramatic would be to discharge those fire extinguishers that just put out a white powder that is supposedly safe. I'd have to investigate that. And completely fill the town up with white powder or white smoke. And that would get world-class coverage, in my opinion, and bring to the attention of our city so-called leaders that we're tired of being bombed daily by these chemtrail bombers, putting aluminum in our soil and in our bodies and making us sick. That's all I want to talk to you about. I appreciate your time. And do you have any comments?
Okay, brother. Well, God bless you, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good Father's Day. Okay. Let's go to John in Canada. John in Canada, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, Jack. Yeah.
Hi, brother.
Yeah, lots of important things. That last caller, yeah, we gotta get hold of these rigged elections and put these people behind bars when they get caught, because they've been caught several times and nobody goes to prison. And we could easily do that, but it's a failure to communicate. As I don't know anything about this Edgar Cayce case, but we do suffer from innumeracy. So, for example, 100,000 emails. If you sent 1,000 emails every day of the year, that's a lot of work. I've done mass email campaigns, and 1,000 emails is a lot of work.
It sure is.
If he did that, that's, 100,000, that's like a serious time behind a computer. So it's stuff like that. When we look at the fraud of the bailouts, it's over $27 trillion. It's actually a criminal fraud. But the TV refuses to respect science and math. And then we, too, as the citizenry, refuse to respect people who can explain why it's a criminal fraud, because it's not an easy thing to explain.
Right.
And not very many people have the skills, because there's many syllables into trying to explain how they knew what they were doing was a criminal fraud. Bought insurance through AIG, for example, and said, look, this is AAA. When they knew it wasn't, they were lying. And then we bought insurance on it not failing, because, of course, it'll never fail, and you can get billions of dollars in insurance, no problem. It fails, and then the American sucker gives cash to AIG to hand back to Goldman. It's a criminal fraud. You know, Deutsche Bank and the Bank of Scotland threatened Goldman and said, if you don't give us back the money you stole from us, we're going to put you in prison and file a criminal complaint through the SEC. Goldman gave their cash back immediately. They don't want to be hanging from nooses. That's what the bailout is. We need all that cash back. But instead, people divide us. They say, oh, those terrible gay guys. Any man who's ever touched his penis in a sexual manner is gay. You're playing with a penis. And then if you're to think that you've imagined that you're women in pink panties, you're a transsexual freak. And they all these gay people, or whatever your proclivities are, if you're not infringing on my rights to be free in this world, do what you will. Who am I to judge when you're gay or when you're not gay? And think about this. If you believe in God, where in the Bible is this? There's one, I think it's in Ezekiel, where they talk man shall not lie with man, but they never tell you what's the sentence before that, where all women who are raped need to be executed. You insist that God cannot be sarcastic, try to teach to treat people equitably, treat people fairly. Why can't we commit ourselves to doing that? And if we did, we'd arrest Obama for war crimes in Libya, because the UN said Gaddafi called a ceasefire. Gaddafi did call a ceasefire, and Obama mass murdered the people anyway. You know, somebody in the Air Force, the American Air Force, dropped landmines, cluster dead landmines all over Libya, and then they said, it's genocidal, the crimes that Gaddafi has committed. But to think somebody in the American Air Force dropped those landmines and then watched on Magic TV with Obama and Hitlery claiming it was a genocidal crime against God and man. And that grunt, enemy, savage, didn't say anything. You know, but now we've discovered that it was dropped by NATO. You know, these war criminals are stealing at least 80% of all the money you're spending on these on both of these wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, because it's all black budget. You can't see where any of that money's gone to, into the pockets of these thieves who do not commit ourselves to justice for this day, which
okay,
we must
John,
insist.
Thank you for calling in, John.
All right, Jack.
God bless you, brother. Happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you. Talk to you again.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we'll come right back to Ed in Utah right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alimax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit teravim.com.
Hey folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go real quick to Ed in Utah. Ed, we only have a couple minutes. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Jack, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, that's good, because you're doing a pretty good job here.
Good.
Yeah, listen, I did want to bring up the Steele matter, and then you had, what was her name, Mona from California, she said?
Mona from California.
Yeah, basically she needs to be put in her place.
Yeah,
in a big bad way, whether she's a shill or an idiot or a liar or a combination thereof, Jack. The fact of the matter is, just like you told her, the experts were blocked. That was the main thing. The experts were blocked. The jury did not get to hear Captain and Bennett Walsh. But moreover, how come that dame, Mona, doesn't talk about the fact that three members of the Bill Maher, television's Bill Maher, were involved in this case at different levels, including, according to Wes Hoyt, who's now the new attorney, he was Cindy Steele's attorney, Now he's attorney for Edgar. She released him last week, according to Pat Shannon of the American Free Press.
Yes.
And what's happening with that is, according to Wes Hoyt, Fairfax is a second cousin to the Marr family, and they share an uncle who apparently was involved with the BATF investigation. And as you know, Jack, they did not take fingerprints of the axle or the pipe bomb.
Uh-huh.
So when you put that together and find out that this high-profile guy, Bill Marr, which I can't say is directly involved as such, but three members of his family, to be going after one man, it might have been more, Jack, than the usual anti-Semitism perceived of Edgar Steele that he was mad at. It could be with this bride scam deal that Mona referenced, that the Marrs may have had a dog in the fight here. They may have had some reason to shut down his investigation. And by the way, Mona, Edgar Steele did some of these sting operations against them with his daughter present. So put that down your pipe and smoke it, and is what I say to her. Also, the fact is, it's easy for her to, just like it is for me, to come on here and talk to you about this since the trial's already safely behind them. Look what happened to Jim Traficant. Look what's happening around the country. They could come after other RBN hosts right now. Jack, and according to John Stadmiller, there's things going on at the network there where there are some strange things in the last couple of months there. Seminar callers commissioned by the CIA obviously are getting through. And what it is, the one train we can hang our hat on is the Ron Paul tide. And they do want to stop that because he is the only anti-war movement in the country. And,
yes.
And of course, Edgar Steele would have been promoting that sort of thing. And Edgar Steele had Dr. David Duke up to Idaho, and these things angered them. But when I see three members of television's Bill Maher and this not being referenced, can you imagine had that been your brother in the car with him, like James Maher was in the car with Larry Fairfax? Jack, if it was your brother, they'd know about it on China media.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because they hate me.
Oh, do they ever? And from their standpoint, they have good reason. Because as that one fellow said there, you have a completely uncensored attack on them. In a way, you're like the new Edgar.
Yeah.
And okay. And all that portends.
Well, okay, Jim or Ed, thank you for calling in.
I appreciate
it. God bless you, brother.
You too.
Have a happy Father's Day.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Okay, folks, I hear the music. God bless all of you out there, and have a happy Father's Day. And God willing, I'll be with you next weekend, okay? Say your imprecatory prayers all this week to have God take the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan leadership in America today and pull them down and destroy them with double destruction. And their second lieutenants, too. God bless you all. Good day.
Goal.